This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Texas leads the charge against battleground states' unconstitutional elections. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
As the battle for the White House rages on, a new legal case is heading to the top of the order of importance, and the United States Supreme Court will have to address it. December 8th is called the Safe Harbor Day for the Electoral College votes, but according to the U.S. Constitution, the only date that is mentioned is January 20th, when the new term for the president begins. On Tuesday, December 8th, Ken Paxton, the Texas Attorney General, filed a lawsuit against the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and the states of Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin to block them from finalizing their electoral votes for Democrat Joe Biden. Attorney General Paxton's office said that the four states exploited the COVID-19 pandemic to justify ignoring federal and state election laws and unlawfully enacting last-minute changes, thus skewing the results of the 2020 general election. The battleground states flooded their people with unlawful ballot applications and ballots while ignoring statutory requirements as to how they were received, evaluated, and counted. Paxton argues that there were different rules and protections in different counties within the battleground states, and they were holding their elections in violation of the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. In their legal suit, they say that the election suffered from significant and unconstitutional irregularities. They also claim that there were interstate differences in how certain voters were treated and that there was an unconstitutional relaxation of ballot integrity laws. Paxton insists that, whether well-intentioned or not, these unconstitutional acts had the same uniform effect. They made the 2020 election less secure in the defendant states. Those changes are inconsistent with relevant state laws and were made by non-legislative entities without any consent by the state legislatures. The acts of these officials directly violated the Constitution. Because this case is state versus state, the United States Supreme Court is the only judicial body that can resolve this multi-state dispute, and is in their court's original jurisdiction. The Supreme Court has not set dates for the hearing yet, but Monday, December 14th, is the day determined to seal the electoral votes, so it is believed that they will expedite the process. 62 electoral votes are riding on the outcome of this case, and it could greatly affect the outcome of the 2020 election. Along with Texas, many states are joining in the legal battle, and so far, Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, and South Dakota have joined the ranks, taking their case to the highest court in the land. Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel says that fair and transparent elections are the foundation of a free society. There are so many irregularities in several states that cast serious doubt on the process. We must ensure that this election follows the law and protects the fundamental right of the people to elect their leaders. This rule of law must be followed. Every legitimate vote must be counted, and every illegitimate vote must be disregarded. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.